Let's go.
Here we go. It's another round of Texas on Tap with Miss Helen and producer Kyle. Hello to you.
Hello. Stay hydrated.
I have been. I've been trying to fill up one of those glasses and keep up with it. And I just do better grabbing the just chugging.
Just water bottles. We still need to work on getting a spicy water sponsor. I need to make a friend at Topo Chico or something. That would be so cool.
I totally forgot about your thing with spicy water. Yeah. That was fun.
I've been bad lately. I used to drink probably like 6 a day, and then my girlfriend kind of helped me slow down. Who knows if they're bad for you or not. I feel like that much carbonation probably can't be great for you in a day.
Probably not.
But I slowed down a little bit, but now the problem is I'm buying these expensive ones that are called Ramblers. And they're so good. And HEB does the thing where if you buy 2, then you get 1 free. And so saves me money, but then I've got like 50 sparkling waters sitting at my house, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to drink one every hour. So I'm kind of off the rails lately.
That's not the worst problem you could have.
Yeah, true that. I'm glad it's that and nothing else.
Well, we have some sparkling music.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we
okay,
do.
That was not good. That was not good. That really was not good.
I liked it.
No, I like the picks for this week, and especially a couple of them just really take us to old school, like take us back.
Yeah, I think it's kind of almost like an ethereal cowboy. It's like an alternate dimension kind of thing for me. It feels like this week.
It's good stuff. All right. So who's going first?
Well, how about I go first this week?
Okay, go for it.
Cool. All right. I'm gonna start off with Jared Morris. I feel like every single week it's like, oh, Jared Morris has a new song. Jared Morris has a new song. I want to know what percentage of his total writes, like what percentage of the songs that he's writing in total are being recorded. Like, is there just tons that he's writing that he's not recording, or is he just writing a bunch of bangers and recording every single one? Crazy. This song is super funky. It's theatrical. It's called Ghost Riders in the Sky. And, it's like got this weird train beat thing. It's kind of spooky, almost like an ethereal kind of way.
Yeah. Well, my thought there was if anybody was going to do a cover of a Johnny Cash song, then he did a great job on that.
Oh, God, I'm an idiot. That's a Johnny Cash song?
Ghost Riders in the Sky. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not well versed enough. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. Okay. We'll learn something new every day. Forgive me, y'all.
That is like a staple old classic country Johnny Cash song. And that's why when I first opened it up, I was kind of like, okay, all right. I know what Jared's got. I know how good he is. And wow, he had such good control on his voice. I like the whole mix of it and how he did it, but he did a very good job on that. That takes something to step out and do a Cash song.
Yeah. You don't hear many people covering Johnny Cash songs. Was he, is it very different, or is it pretty similar to the original?
It's similar but different, if that makes sense. It's a little more modernized, but I don't know how to answer that. It's definitely similar, but you can't remake the original. He did a good job on what he did. Yes.
All right. Well, forgive everything I said before Helen started talking. I should have known. But Jared's just been so prolific lately that why would I not believe that this is another song he wrote? So, all right. And then moving on, let's keep the tap room doors open. Mr. Zach McGinn, we've covered a few of his so far, and he's got a brand new album coming out May 17th that I am so looking forward to. He's the lead singer of Dolly Shine, and this is the title track for the upcoming album. It's called Cowboy Moon.
There's a cowboy moon hanging way up high. Way out here you can hear the coyotes cry. They sing their lonesome lullaby, and it echoes down the canyons of my mind. Well, I see stars, how they dance like bucking horses in the sky. Burn so bright in the dreams of a dream such as I, my mind's eye. Night I'll fly, night I'll fly. Now I'm riding with the wild one, if only in my mind. Back before the barbed wire, in another place and time. We the raging river, pushing a thousand set of horns, heading up north for Montana, trying to outrun the storm. Well, I spur my pony onward, time to get myself in gear. As I drift back off to dreaming, I can see it all so clear. Well, I see stars, how they dance like bucking horses in the sky. Burn so bright, in the dreams of a dream such as I, my mind's eye. Night I'll fly, night I'll fly. There are songs out in the sagebrush, it's a tale as old as time. If you listen, you can hear them when you quiet down your mind. They come 100 years before you, and 100 before that. Long before the coyotes, cattle drives, and cowboy hats. So son, don't sell your saddle, don't hawk the old guitar. Keep your grandpa's shotgun and some money in the jar. Keep your mind in the middle, your eyes up toward the sky. Don't forget to watch the sunset and remember you can fly. Well, I see stars, how they dance like bucking horses in the sky. Burn so bright, in the dreams of a dream such as I, my mind's eye. Tonight I'll fly, my mind's eye. Tonight I'll fly. There's a cowboy moon hanging way up high. Way out here, you can hear the coyotes cry.
His voice sounds so familiar. It's welcoming. The story's so vivid. I love how he kind of like bookends the whole thing too. It starts with the first line. It ends with the same line. It's just like this kind of dramatic tale that he takes you on throughout the rest of the song. Mm-hmm. Man, the hook's so strong. It's super easy listening and easy sing along. It just made me so excited for this record. I really, really, really want to get him on the show and kind of hear what he's all about, because he's, you know, he reminds me of so many people in the country world musically, but you know, he does so many cool things with Dolly Shine, and he was out on the road last year with like Coulter Wall. And so people know about him and people are seeing what he's doing, and it's just fascinating.
Well, with the way he delivered that song, he just took me right there. And to think about looking up at the stars tonight, if I can get some stars tonight, I love the line stars dance like bucking horses. And then the songs out of the tumble, I mean, out of the sagebrush. I mean, that's just, this makes you want to go like do Little House on the Prairie stuff.
Little House on the Prairie. That's hilarious. Yeah. No, okay. Totally.
Those books were very inspirational to me growing up. I think that's why I'm so country. I think that's why you could just throw me out in the middle of the bay with with nothing, or throw me in the middle of a pasture and I'd be just fine.
Yeah. Anyway. Man. Yeah. But it's, like I said, it's so vivid. It's beautiful. It's like a story. It's almost like, you know, watching a TV show with every song he's put out off this record so far. That would be that would be the coolest concept. Go find you some money, get somebody to produce it, or go hit up, what's his name? Taylor Sheridan. See if he'll let you just be the soundtrack to the new Yellowstone spinoff.
That was my first thought. That would let's predict that. I call it.
Yeah, that would be.
We called
so
it here.
Sweet.
It's got to be coming. It has to be coming.
Man, can you imagine that?
And you know, and he's a ranch guy.
Yeah,
I just kind of looked him up briefly. Like, he looks like he could even be on at Yellowstone. He looks like the cowboys and the hands on Yellowstone.
God. That would be the craziest thing. That's if you like exciting. Put out a record, and then somebody just loved the album so much that they're like, hey, we're going to produce a TV show, and like each song is going to be the inspiration for each episode of the season. God, that'd be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
Fingers crossed for you, Mr. Zach McGinn. Y'all go check him out.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at rootsmusicrambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
Okay, so my turn. Okay, so now let's get ready for this. All right, I want everybody just to kind of stop and drop what you're doing. Keeping the tap room door open for Presley Hill, and this is called Lone Star State of Mind. No, everybody wants to rewind. Everybody wants to go back and listen again. Presley Hill, Lone Star State of Mind. She's actually from Hamilton, Texas. She has a few songs out to streaming, but the steel and the banjo on there was played by Lloyd Maines.
Oh, sweet.
Yes. But I mean, talk about a breath of fresh air in music. It does something in my heart and my soul to listen to her voice. And I went back and listened to a few of the songs she has on streaming. There's one called Mountain Daughter that just took my breath away. She has an album, full album, that's going to be coming out sometime this summer. So again, out to radio, Presley Hill. It's called Lone Star State of Mind. And I guess we better get used to that name, Presley Hill, because she's going to be doing a lot. So enjoy that one so much.
Yeah, I love her vibe. It's just like you said, so cool. That's crazy. She was from Hamilton. I don't know as many of these small little Texas towns as you do, but I'm very familiar with Hamilton. Spent a lot of time there in a deer blind when I was a kiddo. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's out in that area. Nice. Love it. Okay. So now, all right. Now this is a fun song, really uplifting, upbeat. This is like a fun, like if I was still in radio, like I would have to play this and just get everybody's morning going. And but it's about the whole vibe of the song and the lyrics, but it's Zeb Rogers, Where Your Boots Are. And so where do your boots go? And your love wants to follow you in his song. Every hardwood floor that you dance on, every step that you take in your hometown, old dirt road, anywhere underneath these stars. I don't want to walk through life alone. I want to walk where your boots are. And it's just a great up-tempo country song. It's just solid. Everyone's going to enjoy that one. And it is also out to Texas radio. So you'll be hearing that on your favorite Texas country radio station.
Mm-hmm. I love how it starts out kind of low key and then it's just catchy as hell right away. Yes. It just kind of smacks you in the jaw. Really good.
It's just a super, super fun song with great, great twist on lyrics. And and it kind of, it's one of those nice kind of, I love you songs, but it just doesn't like, just like make you sick.
Yeah, I agree.
It's sorry not too about much, that, but y'all. It's catchy, catchy, I didn't mean catchy. To make that sound effect in the mic.
No, you're good. All good. All right. Well, let's talk about our friends at More Than Music Creations before we jump into all the other madness going on in Texas country. If you head over to morethanmusiccreations.com, you can check out all kinds of cool, unique stuff they've got. You will know many of the artists who they feature on their website, but you might not know some. And that's a great way to find maybe a new favorite. The Jade Marie Pawtech line is super awesome. They use lots of cool colors and stuff. And everything in each artist's unique line is made using their own used guitar strings. They do clean the strings. And then they repurpose them. And a portion of the proceeds go to benefit Kids in a New Groove, which is a nonprofit based in the Central Texas area that benefits kids in the foster care system. So all in the name of a good cause, all about, you know, reusing goods and pretty valuable goods at that. So go check them out and get you something or get somebody a gift. You know, it's always a nice time for a little present, and especially for the Texas country music lover in your life.
Especially.
Espresso.
Whatever. Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lone Star Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlonestarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
Let's kind of look at what's popping and topping on the charts. Texas country music chart, big debuts this week. And we had talked about both these songs for The Great Divide, their new one, I Could Breathe Again. I'm seeing that song everywhere, along with Darren Morris's Tangled. That's on there. And number one this week on the Texas country music chart is Randy Rogers Band with I Won't Give Up. Looking at just some top stuff on CD Extraction Texas, Mike Ryan, Way It Goes. And guess who's number two this week? Our buddy John Stork.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's on CD Extraction Texas. And Texas Regional Radio Report, Mike Ryan, got it. He's got number one on that one also. And and guess what? And number two on this report is Grant Gilbert. He's making his moves up. I'm looking at something else. Okay, never mind. My bad on that. Oh, I know something else on Texas Regional Radio Report, and that is our friend Luke Berryhill. He made big moves from 94 to 66 with Road to the Show. I am very so cool. following along with that. So, yeah. And a lot of there was a lot of radio song tunes that dropped this week. Cole Stevens, Jamie Talbert, Robin English, among a few that I did take a listen to. They were all good. I highly recommend those. So it's busy in the music world.
It is. And going back to John Stork real quick, thanks to our friends at Release Rocket, I got to see a nice little sneak preview of his new single and music video that they put together for him. And it looks freaking awesome. So you guys have to keep an eye out for that. I don't think they have a release date or anything set for it yet. They're still working on some stuff. But God, it looks so cool. The song is awesome. It's like an upbeat, rocking, really, really rock and roll song. I'm stoked for everybody to hear that one.
Stoked for Stork.
Stoked for Stork. Wow. That's, he's got all the little things. He's got his little ronky tonk. He needs to make a, to make a shirt that says Stoked for Stork. That's hilarious. Hey, how was your weekend?
Oh, the weekend was good. We did the benefit barbecue cook-off and just had a big time. And it's so funny how you like know people, but you don't know people. And like, yeah, it's like, you know, when you come from these little bitty small towns and then you're in a tourist kind of town, like I am, I mean, we're still small town, you know, but like when obviously it gets busy in the spring and the summer with everyone coming to fish, and ran into people from way back, and our team had a good time, and people would ask me, like, we had these shirts that said OTB. And there's a thing, you know, we have the big bridge that comes to the island. And, you know, once you get over the bridge and it's like late after dark, especially if you've been partaking of refreshments in town, you don't want to go back over the bridge. So we call it OTB. So we're the OTB folks, because we're over the bridge. We live anyway. Anyway, but it was good. It was real good. And this week has just blown by. Where did it go? Like, I'm serious. Like, this month already of April is just, it's just biting me in the butt. I had so many things I wanted to get done. And it's like, geez, slow down a little bit. Slow down.
They're all going crazy right now. It feels like I've been updating, trying to book some shows and fill my calendar up. And it's like, man, I was just thinking about a show. Like, I played a show this past weekend that I feel like I booked 4 months ago, or maybe I did, but it's just crazy how quick time goes whenever you're just like constantly adding new stuff to the schedule, you know. I got to play a fun show this last weekend at Truck Yard in Edo, which is over there kind of by Minute Maid Park. And I didn't even think about the timing of it, but it lined up pretty much exactly with the end of the Stros game on Saturday when they beat the Rangers. So that was a nice, a little morale boost, you know, all the Stros fans. Yeah. All the Stros fans made their way over, and there was quite a few grumpy Rangers fans too, but, I guess they weren't that grumpy because they've been kind of handing it to us otherwise, but,
we've been evening it up on them. But tell me about Truck Yard, because I told you that was like when they first opened, that's been on my list to go to. Is it as fun as it looks?
Yeah, it's a cool place. I had remembered it being a lot smaller. The only time I had been there before was it was some night when there weren't a lot of people there. And you know how a place like that will always seem smaller if it's not very full, but it was packed out and it seemed huge. You know, there was hundreds and hundreds of people in there. They had some other event, a bunch of like vendors and stuff set up, but they've got these like different balconies you can go on, and they've got a Ferris wheel that works that you can ride, and
it's cool,
all kinds of fun stuff. And yeah, it was actually kind of funny. The Ferris wheel was like right next to the stage that I was playing on, so it was kind of distracting because people would be on there like freaking out and screaming and stuff, but it was fun. So
that's very unique.
yeah. It was interesting, but you know, I had a great time. I really, really enjoyed it. And I've got this weekend off, which is exciting. But the next week, I guess before this podcast will come out, I'm playing in Burleson, Texas with Jarrett Ray Reddick. So that's the 25th, and there's still tickets available for that one. It's at Oscars. So if you're out there in the DFW area, come hang out, see me play with the band, and Jarrett's gonna rock the house. So get on out there. Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. And I just have a couple of things I want to mention. I meant to talk about this when I was doing my radio releases, but our good friend Jim Nash, he's been at Shooter FM in Waco, and I'm so happy and I'm excited for them in Beeville, because they're going to get their station back. Kicker 106 has not been down, but their program director and the guy that made everything happen, he passed away, I guess, about a year or so ago. And so Jim's heading over to Beeville. Him and the wife are going to be relocating there, and he's going to be building the station back. So I'm sure Texas artists, cool, get ready to put Beeville in your radio tour, because I have no doubt Jim's going to be having you over there. So I was just thrilled that they're going to get going. It's a great station. When I head down that way anytime, it's like I always tune them in. And then next week's a big week. It's Larry Joe Taylor Fest.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that. Yeah, that sneaks up. And it looked like Cattle Country was awesome. All these fests are crazy, man.
Again, I know. And again, it's already like, geez.
Yeah. Well, that's anyway, cool. So. Hopefully they get decent weather. Oh, and now that it's going to be ruined because I said that. But the last couple years, the weather out there has just been terrible. So it seems like it's going to be pretty good for the next couple of weeks. So
our good friends from Weatherford, Coach has been friends with Larry Joe Taylor for a while, but that is their pilgrimage every year, year after year after year. Rick and Coach, we call him Coach. He's like, retired Coach. Coach and Diane, they're headed that way. So they've been like
Texas
texting.
Country Woodstock.
Getting ready. Yeah, exactly.
Are they like redneck hippies?
Mm-mm. They love Texas music. They just love Texas music. And yeah. Also Coach plays guitar. He plays harmonica. I can't remember who he got on the stage and played harmonica with somebody last year. Don't ask me. I can't remember. You know, he's one of those Permian Basin baseball player guys. And he's like, Coach, my name's Coach. How you doing?
That's
and they're just our bestest friends. They're the ones we go to Virgin Islands.
That sounds just like Bree. That's so funny. She's got a coach. I think it was like her volleyball coach from Las Cruces. He comes around to the shows and plays harmonica with her sometimes. That's so funny.
That is funny.
What's
that
up with funny. Coaches playing harmonica?
Yeah, but he coached baseball, but he played baseball at Texas Tech and went into the pros just a little bit. And then anyway, they have a pretty cool story. So much for that. It's nice to have such lovely and wonderful friends in your lives. Be thankful for your friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you had said something in our conversation with, I don't know, somebody who was at Bubba, I think, talking about grandparents and that had me in my feels the other day. And I posted that on TikTok and people seem to enjoy that. So we love our grandparents as well.
Yes. Yes. And mine was at 15 and it wasn't that it was like, and I'll just share this a little bit because I've had some, like everybody knows. I mean, because like my nanny and pawpaw were everybody's nanny and pawpaw in Sealy. That was like, they didn't go, but they had no first name. That was their name. And everybody just loved them. And so my dad, he was such a career driven person. And like, it was just this mishmash of, this wasn't working over here. This wasn't working over here. And I was fixing to get pulled out of my home and have to go live somewhere else and go to school. And it wasn't real good at home with. So it was like grandparents said, pack it, come on. So yeah, finished out my high school years there. And it was some of the most cherished memories. And they taught me to be humble. They taught me about God. They taught me about faith. It's like we had the most, I mean, like, but since I was like 7 years old, like, you know, we didn't have cell phones, obviously, but like I would come in from school and like I would literally get on the dial-a-phone and I would call Nan and I would, you know, it was like as I grew up, even when I wasn't living there, she was the first person I told anything about. Like if I won an award or if this or this person, you know, whatever it was, she was always my first person that I would talk to. And they taught me my love of baseball. Also, that was
that's cool.
Sit on the front porch and you don't talk during the commercial. You don't talk during the game. You can only talk during the commercial. So me and all my high school buds, we'd be on the screened in front porch, nanny and pawpaws in the middle of San Felipe, Texas, listening to the Astros on the radio. And we would all sit and be quiet. And then it was like, she would take orders. Okay. Who wants some Blue Bell? Who wants some Coke? Who wants some Dr. Pepper?
Man.
So yeah, it was good times. Good. I could write a book like about memories. All that, but anyway, Yeah.
Very cool. Well, hard shift, but I wanted to talk about who we had on the podcast this last week, Bubba Wesley. That was a whole lot of fun. Helen really enjoyed that conversation and Bubba's a great talker. He, you know, shared lots of really, really great stories about his songs. I particularly like the story about the, you know, the wedding gift to his wife. So if you haven't heard that already, or if you haven't listened to the podcast, you got to go check it out and listen to that whole story and kind of how it unfolds in a cool way. And then we've got Garrison Nunn, who has become a friend of mine, coming up on the podcast this week. You guys might not know about him, but he is a Montgomery, Texas boy. He's out in Nashville right now studying pharmacy, oddly enough, but he's kind of reminded me of the Clayton Mullen story. And it was really cool. I'm trying to get those two dudes linked up because I think they would, you know, kind of get along. They're similar musically and similar journey. But just an awesome conversation. He's young. He's got a new EP coming out in just a few weeks and lots of great songwriting and stuff. So check that one out. And then we've got all kinds of awesome stuff. We got Daryl Dodd coming up. We've got Sonny Sauceda coming up. We've got Ben Kadlicek. Yeah. So it's going to be real cool. We might need to touch base with some friends and catch up with some people who are, you know, maybe regulars of the show. Hayden Baker's got his new album out now. So
yeah, I'm kind of ready for that. I'm kind of ready to catch up. Like, John, let's have some, you know, need me to catch up on some John Stork and some Nate Burnham. And that would be fun. That would be fun, like a summer series of just catching up with, or like a few weeks of catching up.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll call it What's Up.
What's Up?
What's Up?
Nate,
I know that's so 90s. What's Up?
Yeah. Okay. What's all the news? Like, subscribe, follow, share, tell your mom, tell your sister. All that good stuff. Well, we appreciate you guys. I guess that's all I've got. I got the weekend off, so I'm chilling. We're going to hang out. And I guess if there's any Swifties listening, we're jamming Taylor Swift all weekend because she just dropped a new album.
Yes, I saw where her new album was going to drop. Yeah. You know, it's you know, and I was thinking about that because I was listening to some on the Houston News. One of the girls was talking about it and how she had that building in Chicago with like the anyway. But it makes me think about how I've watched kids grow up. Like when she was doing her country thing, there was one particular, a couple of little girls that were like in first grade. Of course, they now graduated college working in the corporate world. And it was like, Miss Helen, did you get any Taylor Swift stuff in? And the one thing about Taylor Swift, she would send us merch. Like we'd have these bags and these little shirts and all kind of stuff. And I remember just taking them to some of these little girls that are now that's grown up and they're just doing phenomenal things. And to think that now she's touching another, you know, generation. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, it's super cool because the fan base is so broad. You know, there's all these new fans. And I don't know, did you see the clip that I posted on social media this week of me? So I was covering at that Truck Yard show. I played one of her more recent popular songs and, you know, pretty much nobody cared. But then right as I started playing, this young girl, probably like maybe 10, 11, 12 years old, sprinted from the back up to the front of the stage. And she was singing at the top of her lungs, just with the biggest smile on her face. And then she went and got her dad afterwards. And they came and put a couple bucks in the tip jar or whatever. And she was like, that was for Taylor. And I was like, yes, it was such a cool moment.
Sweet.
Yeah,
how sweet.
I wanted to cry.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
It was a lot of fun, but okay. Well, what do you got anything crazy going on this weekend? Are you chilling out?
Oh, actually, we're going to zip over to Katie actually this evening because, you know, our favorite nephew and his wife that we always go to the shows with when we head over that way, he's having a birthday party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, at one of the places in Katy. So we're going to head over there. It's going to be like a patio party thing. And anyway, all the family is going to be there. It'll be fun. Just a real quick, short jump, hop over, happy birthday, see everybody, give hugs, and then get back home.
A little back road trip. I like it. All right.
But, well, you know what, though? Wait. I just thought of something I didn't tell you. But, and I needed to bring this up, but you know how I see to my pants it, just like I wasn't going to go to T3R Awards, and then like Friday or Saturday before, I decided, yes, we're going.
Yep.
If I get caught there, and if I can manage it, don't be surprised if I show up at the Kenny store for Ken Foe and Bubba Wesley.
Bubba, is that Friday? Is that tonight?
It's Saturday.
Saturday night. Okay, cool.
So tonight, birthday party, and it's right there. Oh, I mean, man. It's just like, I wouldn't go on I-10. I know them back roads to get to Kenny store. I don't have to get on I-10.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but is 36 a back road?
Heck no.
That's what more back roads. That's not a back road. You're taking them windy back roads.
Yeah, like up through Patterson and go on up through. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit, that just reminded me. I guess I should say. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. There's a route that you can go way through San Felipe. My back roads up to Burley, and then you can hit 36 and then head
and then come right
outside of Belleville.
Through Belleville.
Oh, I love back road stuff. Like one of these days, if I have, I know this sounds crazy, but I would love just to go back and find the old back roads again. And I used to love to find dirt roads to take my kids on because I knew where they were in Austin County. So when we go visit family, we don't have many dirt roads in here. And I always say, okay, watch this, because we'd be going over to my dad's, which he lived close to Kenny. And it's like, I'd say, they'd like, Mom, where are you going? We're supposed to go that way. No, check this out.
Yeah.
And you know, it starts vibrating through when they haven't graded it. It starts vibrating,
and
the back of the truck starts going like this,
shifting around. Yeah, I mean, it's
so bad.
I you know, there hasn't been much development over the last 20 years, so I'm pretty sure it's all the same. Those are the roads I learned to drive on. I was like 12, 13 years old driving my grandpa's truck back there, Kenny's store over to where his church was in New Adam, Texas, which is right outside of Brenham. So. Yeah,
okay.
Good stuff.
That was fun. That was fun.
Nostalgia. Okay, cool.
Everybody, go find you a dirt road this weekend.
Yeah, dirt roads.
And take a picture and send it to us.
And like Rich O'Toole says, breakfast tacos.
And jam some Texas music.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Cheers.
All right. We better stop. Cheers.